This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke.
You hurt people all the time.
I created a truce in the Ogre's War Bay. I walked into the field of battle, and I made it stop. I led the children home. Surely a man who saved 1,000 lives...
is done. A man who saved 1,000 lives can be done with it. You can stop doing things.
I can't. I need more power. So I can protect you.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for another commentary.
Hey, we told you it would happen.
2 and 3 weeks.
It's holy monkeys.
Insane after not doing
monkeys.
One for years.
Flying monkeys.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Flying monkeys. Yeah, but if you guys aren't familiar, we've been going through, and since we weren't doing the podcast during season one, we decided, you know, it would be a good idea to go ahead and do commentary tracks, at least, for all the episodes. So that way we have an episode
to go every... with the episodes.
Yeah, and maybe once we're done with that, maybe we might do some more commentaries for, you know, season 2 and 3.
We'll get there. We can do that on, you know, breaks. So over Christmas, look forward to season 2 commentaries.
So in other words, look for these commentaries for season 2 in about 2 years when we get around to it.
Based on our season one commentaries. Well, I mean, our timeline's better.
We have more context and stuff for these episodes now anyway.
It's crazy. If you listen to our last one, I may have geeked out a little bit over the mobile, because the mobile, and it was very prominent.
Yeah, and Mr. Gold's Chop.
They knew exactly what was going on, but I guess technically we should have known that too, because we've already been in there.
But
anyway, I digress.
Two points about the commentary before we get started. One, if you're not watching along the episode with us, you're going to be really bored.
Yep.
Because there's going to be a lot of times where we're not
saying anything. We're literally watching the episode because it's been so long.
But, pop open a magic juice, grab some popcorn. It's like you're sitting back and watching the episode with us.
With your two best friends, Anne-Marie and Bill.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. Point number two, the way we're going to do this, we're doing season one, if I hadn't mentioned it yet, I don't think I had.
Yes,
season one, episode 19, The Return.
The Return.
So what we're going to do, we're playing it off Netflix, and we're starting it right at the beginning. We're going to do a 3, 2, 1
countdown.
So it's 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1, click. We'll do that right at the beginning. On the Netflix ones, there's some weird stuff at the beginning. I don't think it was as bad on this one, but throughout the first minute, we'll give you a couple visual cues like, oh, there's the one's logo.
Right, and we like to say who's what cast member
is popping up at the bottom. As they pop up, to give you a couple visual cues to make sure you're in sync.
In case you're
us.
Watching a different version, I don't know, maybe you have it still saved on your DVR or something.
So you can get it synced up, because, you know, we're going to be referring to stuff that is happening on screen.
Right,
or
and you'll probably want to be like, why are they so quiet?
Yeah, so
that's because someone just died.
Exactly. So we'll go ahead and we're going to get started with season one, episode 19. The Return in 3, 2, 1,
click. Claw?
Previously on Once Upon a Time.
The box. That's right.
Oh, yeah, because they framed her.
Oh, I didn't kill her. Oh, August.
Yeah, I miss August.
I miss adult August. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I miss either August, don't I?
Oh, yeah, and then she finds Catherine. That's who the Return is.
And again, people...
Because she had been missing, right?
Yep. Okay.
Oh, because she had been murdered.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba thing. Okay.
And ABC Studios production is on screen.
We're in the hotel where August's room.
Jennifer Goodwin.
Mama Goodwin. Oh, August.
August with wooden legs. Jennifer Morrison. And one more cue.
Lana Paria.
Oh, and August fell out of the bed. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That might be better than any of the others.
Yeah, his legs are going all rigor mortis-y.
Can you imagine trying to act like your legs are turning into wood?
Yes, I can.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't, but I can imagine it.
Look at that old-timey phone.
Has some gold on it.
Nope, not there.
Pinocchio should never have a beard.
Pinocchio, Pinocchio. David Anders.
I like how he's not at all looking like he's in pain now. Like he's fine.
He took an Advil.
Oh, does Advil work on plants? Isn't there something like you can put an aspirin in with a plant or something?
I don't know, but my plants could use some revival.
See, you know, Captain Swan, Swanfire. I think Emma really should have ended up with August.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day.
That would have been nice, yeah.
I think he would have been a great father for Henry.
That would have been good. Hey, Mr. Gold.
Golly gee, Mr. Gold.
Since you didn't kill that lady, I'd like
happy to not being convicted of murder day. Someone grabbed that keyboard off the shelf there. That looks nice.
Is that a shield?
No, that was an accordion.
Wait, I think I saw a Captain America shield. Not that we can go back.
I know we've seen Thor's hammer in Rumpel's mansion.
Yeah, we have.
Back in the old land.
The old enchanted
But I think
forest.
Wasn't it still there when they went back, though? So it's not going to be in the shop.
Right.
Shoeshine, it wasn't a...
Oh, womp womp. We've been caught.
Didn't Rumpel Shoeshine or something when he was a kid, or his dad did or something?
Yeah. It's not. Well, I'm sorry. Let me go around.
You got to wonder what kind of read Rumpel's getting on August at this point.
Right. Does he have no idea?
Yeah. Well, it's debatable. Some people think he knew at this point.
Well, judging by his face, he's figuring it out.
Some people think he quote unquote knew he had like a good, like an instinct, like a dog or something, you know, but he didn't really know. Regina told me to hide out for like 3 days and then I woke up in the parking lot.
She gave me a pill. Ah, the basement where Belle is.
Yes. Yes, the sanitarium.
Bringing it all around.
In the menagerie.
Oh, Catherine, I don't miss you.
Will's like, I wonder if I can ask her out.
Oh, yeah.
She has two hearts. She's a Time Lord.
Oh.
Who could it be now? Who could it be now? Her.
Oh.
It's her.
Found her.
I think I saw a scarecrow on the wall back there.
Probably. Yes, you can.
Oh, yes. Yes, because Rumpel was in on it.
Uh-huh. Rumpel's in on everything.
Yeah, we probably should have done these in order so we could follow the plot a little better, but oh well.
Hey.
It's all good.
Well, we wanted to talk Rumpel. What does he have in his hand?
A dodgeball?
Hi, Mickey.
Medicine ball?
Mickey still hasn't moved, which is encouraging. It does look like a medicine ball.
Yeah. I almost thought I saw Boba Fett's helmet there for a second, but I know it wasn't it.
Sure.
Well, no, nope. It's a guitar.
Oh, it's a guitar?
No, that's not what I saw, though.
How does she not know why he did it?
Oh, yeah, so that's pretty much confirmation there that he did know.
Yeah.
He did know. Because we've said it before on the show, like, did he know, did he not know? And people are like, no, he didn't
know.
Depends
on where they're talking.
Yeah. Well, she said curse, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no. She knew that. That's the ball that he was just messing with.
Ah. That kind of reminds me of that episode of The Twilight Zone where there's the little boy who can turn mm-hmm. or who can alter reality with his mind. So everyone's all nice to him because they don't want him mm-hmm. to turn them into like a doll or something.
Yeah. Yes. That is the ball.
This guy messing with you, bae. Dom DeLuise messing with you, bae.
Oh.
I'm going to turn him into a purple cloud.
He turns
cloud.
Him into a snail and steps on him.
Yes. Ironic.
No, he said it on purpose. No, no. Don't kill the poor man.
It's a very slimy snail.
Shouldn't he listen to bae?
I'm guessing they spread Vaseline on the thing.
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean, shouldn't he listen to Bay?
Bay's like, no, please don't do it. He's supposed to be doing all this for Bay.
Well, Bay is kind of like Stockholm Syndrome like Belle was mm-hmm. at this point, too, probably afraid of his father.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Just wants to keep him happy. Keep happy, happy.
Keep happy, happy. Keep happy gold. Yep, he's not even convincing that he cares about her. Nope. Ah!
I don't understand these human emotions.
Look at his hair. It's really, it's very in sync.
Mm-hmm.
It's poofy. Oh.
Oh, there was more he was cheating with her, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know.
We were under a curse.
We were cursed. Precious.
The human likes this?
Question mark.
Human is smiling.
Human is happy.
This indicates affirmative response.
Welcome home, Mary Margaret. We're having
happy
a party.
Happy not being a murderer.
We're having a party in your house. Oh, that's right. She, like, felt like a super loner.
Yeah, because everyone was like, no, she did it.
No, well, like, before that even. Like, mm-hmm. remember the candles?
Because people hated her because she was seeing David.
Well, right? There was that problem, too.
The handles.
Yeah, the candles. The candles. Remember her and Grumpy were trying to sell the candles?
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
before that? No, that was, yeah, it was before this. Why do you always get presents when you're not a murderer?
Not a murderer? Well, you certainly don't get them when you are. Happy not being a murderer to you. Happy not being a murderer to you.
Head home with Grandpa.
Would you like some Werther's Originals, boy?
I want a Werther's.
I would. It'd be nice.
I love a Werther's. We should get mm-hmm. some.
Just keep a jar here.
Mm-hmm. Magic.
No, Emma, it was literally magic.
I know you don't understand this, but it really was magic.
Is he made of wood?
What? We made that joke already.
We did.
We're going to
call back.
Yeah. Glary, glary.
Glary, glary. Super scary.
I miss when Ruby had the red hair. Mm-hmm. Like the clip-ins.
Yeah.
The obvious clip-ins.
Ruby changed.
Ruby changed.
Some ways good, some ways bad. Yeah. How do you get to be the Dark One's servant?
Do you really want to be the Dark One's? Yeah.
Purple juice.
It makes like a wobbly sound.
Come on, take the easy way out, boy.
He's like, no, I'd like a bandage.
No, Papa, I want to die from infection because we don't have proper medical technology in this land.
No, but we have magic.
No, Papa, it's fine. I'll just put this dirty cloth and cold water on it and it'll be fine. Yes. Good point, Rumple.
Mm-hmm.
In leading children, just like dear old dad, the Pied Piper.
Oh.
/ Peter Pan.
Peep, peep.
It's impossible. It's against the rules.
He has nail polish on. I think I have that color.
Mauve.
No, it's not mauve. It's gray.
It's mauve-ish.
Mauve-ish. Better gruel. All I want is your happiness. I feel like we're very quiet today.
It happens. It happens. Well, it's a good episode,
too. It's a really good episode.
It's where Rumple's like, all like, yeah, I'll change for you, bae.
And then I got he's
like,
this.
No, I totally nope. won't. Nope. I'm just going to let you fall yep. into Peter Pan's or London.
Oh, yeah. With the darlings who disappear out of Storybrooke.
He blinked. Bae fell. It probably happens this episode.
What?
Bay going yeah. through the portal.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to think about it. Ooh, Mr. Gold breaking into August's room. Is that a little cricket?
No, it's a little puppy, I think.
Is it a puppy? Because it looks like a cricket.
Does it? They need to show it again. They're never going to.
Nope. Nope, it's a puppy.
I know your balefire. I know your balefire. I know your balefire.
He just can't stop riding it. He can't stop riding it. Oh, I bet that was Bay's toy. Oh, oh, oh.
That's what should have been in the case.
That is what should have been in the case.
Exactly what should have been in the case right there.
The that's dagger. All you needed. So much better than I
Bay would have known. August would have known.
Everything would have been known.
How much you want to bet that was like a studio note? No one's going to know. You have to spell it out for them or something.
It probably was. Whoever you are, you were wrong. Hey, Sydney. Is that a bug?
You're so full of crap,
that's
Sydney.
That sick, crazy woman. She is not a good mare.
I was in love with her and killed her husband, and now I'm under her control.
Yes.
I can't wait to see what happened to him.
I know.
Where he's been hiding.
Or how they'll bring him back.
How much you want to bet they're just going to, he's just going to show up one day like nothing ever happened.
I hate when they do that.
At least give a reason for it. Mm-hmm. Like an end story in universe.
Yeah, there has to be, I was on another show.
You're going to be bumped down to featured guest from regular cast member. If you don't play ball, Sydney. You're going to go on a doom show on NBC called Revolution.
Didn't he go on two different shows?
No, I think it was just
the one.
I think.
I don't know.
Though who knows how long he'll be back, because I wouldn't be surprised if he was going to be on Better Call Saul.
I don't know that one.
It's the Breaking Bad spinoff they're doing.
Oh.
It's a prequel that's set before Breaking Bad, so his character could show up.
Okay, so he's leaving Bay with a bunch of children. I'm a little scared that Peter Pan's just going to show up now. It's like, hey, and they're scared of him.
Kids are all scared of Bay.
He's like, I just wanted to play swords. Swords.
Couldn't it be like, hey, Dad, give me a glamour spell so I can go play with these kids and they won't know I'm... They could die if they...
He might not know he can do that type of stuff yet. It's still new.
And I guess Bay was always kind of resistant to magic, too.
Pretty girl.
I'm a loner, Dottie. A rebel.
He loved the children.
The original power. I don't remember any of this.
Neither do I. It's been a while. It's a good refresher. Although I'm pretty sure, isn't she the blue fairy? Isn't she like manipulating the situation?
I think because that's the girl who was being taken away in the other episode that we watched tonight.
Ah. You sure?
2 weeks ago, whatever. Yes.
Should have magicked it away.
Oh.
And then he does like the fake gun. hey.
Poor little maid. The nuns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that.
We still don't have that.
We never got a good explanation as to why they were talking.
I still think she knew what was good.
She knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't you remember? I just remembered the whole it might be this episode even where August is trying to convince Rumple that he's Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that until just now. See, it's good we're going back and watching season one. Mm-hmm. We forgot about all sorts of stuff.
And, actually having some of the main Stroyber characters.
Oh, yeah, because this is where they're setting it up.
Yep.
Because, yeah, the audience didn't know who Bay was yet. August.
No, but we knew he was called August.
Chilling by the creek, sitting by the dock of the bay.
Pause. Not the video, obviously.
Yeah, we can't pause the video.
Him and the girl were talking about this power is more powerful than his father.
And older than his father, too.
And older than his father, and it's the Blue Fairy.
Hmm.
Again, Blue Fairy, where's your backstory episode? If we don't get one this season, I'm going to be livid. Just saying.
She was just some chick named Diane, fell into some blue fairy dust one day. That's her origin story.
I'm a fairy.
Fairy-ish. And have a perm. Like you don't know, Blue.
Yeah, seriously, Blue.
I like how they do a pitch shift up on her voice a little bit.
You are the part that keeps him human. Sorry, we're just like sitting here watching it.
That's a good scene.
It's nice to get a scene.
Magic bean!
Beans!
The other magic beans we've seen don't do that.
Well, but we didn't see them in the Enchanted Forest. We saw them in Storybrooke.
Fair enough. Might have seen one. When they first went up.
It will save you both.
You're playing right into my hands, Bellfire. That's my impression of the Blue Fairy. That's what she sounds like.
It's horrible. Doobie-doo. Oh, look, it's before her coats fit a little too tight.
It's back when they were playing a couple who had left their significant others for each other.
For a couple who did leave their significant others.
You know, it's fitting that that happened on a show that mixes fiction and reality so much. Like,
yeah.
We are both. That was a very Rumple laugh.
No.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are human. Yes, you can. The opposite. The opposite.
No, there's someone.
Yes, there is someone.
Yeah, this is before we got Philosopher Charming. This is just...
Oh, I love
Big, dumb, stupid David.
But I like Philosopher Charming.
Me too. Doesn't matter, dude.
Nope. You didn't believe her.
Peace.
Until the big purple, stuff rolls in.
But when it really comes down to it, I just don't like that shirt on you, David.
Don't cry, David. Don't cry.
Too late.
Ooh, we're spinning.
Which means he's thinking.
It's his thinking chair.
Think, think, think. Once upon a time in the Hundred Acre Woods. New spinoff.
Think, think, think. Oh, that'll be the spinoff this episode. Mm-hmm. A place without
magic. There is
magic.
No such place.
Nah. That's the point.
They have television there, Father.
They have cable.
They have cars.
They have a shadow.
They have isopropyl alcohol. We can pour in my wound. I can heal, Father, without your magic. He has a very classy knock.
Yes. I'm here for the rent. Everybody's just like, you need your rent? I already paid.
See, I always thought if someone was going to find out about the curse before it was broken, it was going to be Archie.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone was going to come talk to him and be like...
There's only two people who know... Well, three people now.
A 100 years?
115. Ding, 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 ding.
See, why didn't he bust out the globe with the blood and all that?
Yeah, he has it. No, the globe with the blood is in his castle.
Oh, yes, it is, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Aha. Uh-huh. To say the least.
You were right about that, even though you had the right, wrong guy.
Wrong guy, right theory.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty good. That's not natural, no.
Seems to be mostly Robert Carlyle scenes where we go quiet.
I mean, yeah. And then there's Archie who's like, other? You must be honest. I'm going to cry. Hee hee. Down the hole with you.
You know, maybe for the next.
Down the rabbit hole.
Huh? No.
No.
Maybe for the next commentary, we'll just do our rumple laugh back and forth for 48 minutes.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Oh, we found August. Oh, no, you don't.
You know I'm Pinocchio, I mean Bay.
Pinocchio Bay. Oh, you are not Bill Fire.
Liar.
Maybe he didn't have the picture of the dagger until he actually, you know, met Bale. And maybe they were kind of in cahoots for a little while.
They were slightly in cahoots, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Keep trying to make excuses for it. That was a really lame reveal.
The worst reveal of the entire series.
Although a lot of people do disagree with us, to be fair. Oh, look. Hey, a portal.
It's like a tornado. Oh, look. It's green.
It's so funny to see Rumple so, like, confused by what's going on here.
Yeah. It is not a trick.
Just go with him, Rumple.
Seriously.
Now, this is cowardly.
Yes, this is cowardly.
We were talking in the last episode where he became the Dark One about how...
Not cowardly.
The kissing the boot wasn't necessarily cowardly. This is cowardly.
Mm-hmm. This is you don't want to give up your power, which is... Mm-hmm. That's cowardly.
I hate when kids scream so loud their voice cracks. It just makes me go... Just like our other podcast, Legends of Gotham, the Bruce Wayne cry.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Yeah. And you lost your kid.
Just a big pile of dirt now.
Bad word. Yeah, dumb.
Too late now.
Too little, too late.
But hey, we got a good series out of it. So yep.
So thanks for that.
Thanks for being a jerk, Rumple.
You were always hate.
Except about who you are.
It's those eyes. They're piercing.
A little bit.
They look fake.
Same with the gold tooth and gold's mouth.
Wow.
It's piercing. Hardest metal known to man. It could pierce a lot of things. Telling you, me and Archie can riff. That was the last episode too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem with recording these.
Okay, we're missing an important thing to talk about, your riffing with Archie. He's not your son!
Eh, wah, I'm Rumple. My son fell down a hole. Wah!
Oh, I'm going to hug you and pretend to forgive you, but I'm not.
August is a good actor. He's a good liar, Pinocchio. Ah,
Pinocchio, liar. He's in pain, that's why. He also just wants to feel loved, probably.
Yeah, because he still hasn't reconnected with Geppetto yet, because no. The audience obviously doesn't know Geppetto is
right.
All that. Has anyone shipped this, Rumple August?
Oh.
I could use it to kill you.
Yeah, basically. Let's go find it and see. No, you didn't. Oh, no, it was there.
The whole time.
I thought it was in the clock tower still. I don't remember
that. That might have been... No, because he moves it around a lot.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah. No, actually. He found you, and he's not your son.
Pinocchio, I choose you! Stab him. Stab him. Stab him. Go ahead. There you go. Stab him. I am He-Man.
He-Man. You're not my son.
And that's not the real dagger, dearie. Probably. Maybe.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah, you can't be all like dark. I control thee. And then be like, hey, Papa.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Yes.
I guess Neil didn't tell him that.
Nope.
Well, I guess Neil wouldn't know.
Who the heck are you?
Why do you have an asymmetrical pocket on your jacket? I want answers.
I hear things. The dragon. It was the dragon.
Freaking dragon.
Oh, rip dragon.
Boop. His name on the dagger kind of reminds me of like a hip hop tattoo. A little bit. Like it would be like a, it's like across a rib tattoo. Chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That woman. He wants her to believe too.
Well, yeah, it's the whole that's the whole plan. Yep. I'm pretty sure he was kind of, didn't he do something to get Pinocchio shoved in that thing with her anyway?
No.
I thought like he like manipulated somebody in that situation.
I don't,
because I know he was partially responsible for Emma coming, wasn't he? Maybe.
I don't remember.
Blue. I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
If I was green, I would die. If I was Tink.
That is a lie, actually.
Yeah. Actually, no.
There's a whole field of magic beans up in the clouds.
No, not by this point. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
Magic always comes with a price, dearie. She looks scared.
A little bit, yeah. Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
I will love nothing else. I will find a way.
Now kiss. Oh. Has anyone ever shipped Rumpel Tiny Blue Fairy?
Probably.
I ship Rumpel Tiny Blue Fairy.
You know what's funny? When we were watching this type of stuff, we were anti-shippers.
Yes, we were. Then it all changed.
Aye.
Emma, where's your jacket? I wanted to be sheriff.
Sheriff. She's like, yep, that's a good confession.
They're not showing Regina's face because she's actually mouthing the words he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you forgot that one thing I told you. Regina's really burning me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's burning me more, though? Mm. Is that Emma's not seeing through it.
I know. Yes, you do.
You know all about
crazy. You know all about Emma. The crazy. Ah, the basement. Wonder why. Ooh.
Like he's a mirror, almost, of someone else's words.
Ooh.
Ooh. Haven't seen a burn like that since the Ogre Wars. Ooh.
Oh, this will get like 6 downloads.
That's fine. Hello, six people.
Hi.
We're having fun.
Do it. Do it. I feel
pocket
like
sand.
What?
Pocket sand?
What pocket sand?
It's a King of the Hill reference.
Oh, I would never get that. Emma? You're a sociopath, lady.
I'm going to kill Graham. Shoot. That already happened. Dun, dun, dun.
That happened months ago in... Wow, that went quick.
Custody
too.
Battle, the series. Coming in the next episode.
Oh, the next episode. The Stranger.
Yes, but overall...
Good episode. I like
very
it.
Very good episode. It was nice rewatching it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
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 So I guess I don't know what the episode after this will be. It could very well be another commentary. We're actually recording this about 2 weeks before you're hearing it.
2 to 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know. Maybe the first episode of the series will leak. That won't happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
But, you know, it'll probably be another commentary coming up next week.
Email us your suggestions at greetingsfromstorybrooke@gmail.com.
And you can tweet us at GFStorybrooke.
Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/greetingsfromstorybrooke.
And neither of us can remember the voicemail number at all.
Nope, but we didn't think to pull it up.
But you can find all that contact info as well as all of our regular episodes at greetingsfromstorybrooke.com. And I can't believe we actually did two commentary episodes.
I know, we've only been saying for 2 years we were going to do another commentary.
And we've done two, so another 2 years, we'll do two more.
Exactly.
It'll be good.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's about it. I guess we'll see you guys next week. Until then,
greetings from Storybrooke. It's not going to be next week, is it?
It'll be the next week after this one.
The next, oh.
It's coming.